Gun-toting men greet visitors to this town in Nigeria's Adamawa State. That's not an unusual sight in Nigeria's northeast. But the weapons these men use are mostly old-fashioned rifles. They don't wear uniforms, but some do have amulets under their shirts to protect them in battle. Vigilantes have long provided security in Gombe, but when Boko Haram overran the town last November, they turned their guns, bows, and knives against the insurgents, says Babuka Jameta, a vigilante commander.
Boko Haram is a new group. Before, we didn't know them. But we usually heard that they would attack this village, sack that village, do this, do that. We didn't know what they wanted. We didn't know that they attack any religion. We cannot sit down at home and hold down our arms and leave them to do their atrocities.
In their more than five-year quest to establish Sharia law across Nigeria's northeast, Boko Haram has sacked many towns and villages like Gombe. The damage in this town is typical. Shops were burned and churches destroyed. Locals say the military and vigilantes pushed the insurgents out of town shortly after they occupied it. Vigilante Adamu Muhammad says he and his fighters have advantages over Nigeria's military, which has repeatedly failed to stop the insurgents from overrunning population centers.
Whatever they do in the city, we will just follow them to the bush and defeat them. The military only knows how to fight in the city, but they don't know how to fight in the bush.
Alakasim Abdul Kadir, a freelance journalist and security analyst, says vigilante groups formed in the northeast in the 1990s as a way to address rising banditry. In rural areas like Gombe, many were made up of hunters who wear amulets or jackets that they believe can stop bullets. But Abdul Kadir says their most important advantage is that they are fighting Boko Haram on their own turf.
Because one edge they have over the military is that because they are local residents, they identify Boko Haram insurgents upon seeing them, which is not something a soldier will readily does not have the capability to readily do, because most of the soldiers are from other parts of the country.
Nigerians will vote for a new president in an election that was recently rescheduled for March 28th. The vigilantes in Gombe say they can keep the town safe during the election. Nigeria's military also has high hopes. It says it can destroy Boko Haram's camps in the northeast by the day of the polls. Chris Stein for VOA News, Gombe, Nigeria.